I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hannah was just telling a story, even just like his Auntie Hannah, how like they can make you a nervous wreck. Like your whole world can just flash in front of your eyes when she's talked about a baby Palmer, her nephew, who's one, having a choking scare. And there's moments like that where they scare you to death. There are moments where they drive you absolutely freaking crazy and you want to pull your hair out. And then there are moments where they just like take your breath away and remind you, and they're honestly a reminder to me that they have it all figured out. As weird as it sounds, like kids got it all figured out and we don't. Because they appreciate the little things in life. And that's one of the biggest things I've learned since I've become a dad. And I constantly need to reset myself. And I had one of those moments this past weekend. Labor Day weekend, we literally had one of the best weekends I think I can remember in a long time. We went like up to a creek where our friends were camping, and we got to do like a hike and got to do some outdoorsy stuff as a family. We went to the City SC game, and my wife and I have been to almost every sporting event you could possibly imagine, especially when we had before kids. And we were talking about, like, that might have been one of our top three games of all time.
Wow.
The kids just had a blast. The atmosphere was so much fun. The weather was great. We had so much fun, and they were laughing and doing amazing things. So we probably had one of the best weekends ever. But when I asked my son, who is three, what his favorite moment of the weekend was, he cracked me up. And then it did remind me, it's those little things that you make a big impact with your kids. It was going to the car wash with dad.
Oh!
Maybe the haters will come for me, but I'll show you guys a picture. When we went to the car wash, because my car desperately needed to clean, I let him out of his car seat. And when we're in the car wash thing, he got to sit in the front seat, which he's never done before. So he got to sit in the front seat with me. And people are like, oh my God. And then he got to watch just the car getting washed. Look at his face.
My gosh. He is like,
I remember doing that with my dad.
Yep.
Like, it was so cool.
Pure excitement and joy. It is those little things. You can go to a City SC game and get tickets. You can go and drive to a hike and create this magical moment with nature. You can go all out and go to Disney World, and a kid will tell you their favorite thing doing was going to a car wash. And all he kept saying was, thanks for taking me to the car wash, Dad.
Aww.
That was so awesome. What a special day. And I'm like, going to the car wash to a three-year-old is a special day. Huh. And it just reminds you of like your busy everyday life,
right,
and it's just going through all the stuff. It's like, take a second. Not that this needs to be preachy by any means, but just take a second and appreciate the little things that we take for granted, because that was like his entire world. And it's like, sometimes you just become desensitized to the things that were so awesome. Think about things that were so awesome in your life that maybe you just don't appreciate. You know, like, just, you know, for you, Hannah, you talked about, like, this was your dream job. Like, coming in and opening up the microphone and doing that as a gift every single day. Sometimes you just forget. You just start becoming, running through the motions.
Right.
Kevin, you talked about it with your, you know, your kids. Like, all of a sudden, they're just growing up and just appreciating those moments, even if it's just hanging out at the house.
Right. I mean, you know, when you said that, I was like, man, I can remember we'd go to the car wash and the kids thought it was like, it was better than going to Disney.
Yeah.
You know? And a lot cheaper. But it was one of those things where it's such a unique experience, especially now with all the lights and the siren. It literally is like, for them, going through a thunderstorm, but feeling safe about it because they know it's going to end and it's going to be sunny when they get out.
And like, he was just so thankful for it and appreciative of it. And it just, like, for me, it just reminded that just time with our kids is all that matters to them. And it's sometimes that all that matters to us. Like, I am a dad who does. I want to give all my kids all the tools that I possibly can. And I want to have all these amazing experiences. But just reminding that just being there for them is what really is the most important thing. And it was just that quick reminder of, like, it's a car wash. But you do have to appreciate it.
You do. I need to post that picture of your son on our Brett Megan Show Instagram so you guys can see Theodore's face. He is just pure joy. Nothing else, just joy.
If you want to look and see what joy looks like, go to our Instagram right now. I'll send it to Hannah so we can post it. The Brett Mega Show, so you can see what joy is and just remind yourself that the little things is what creates the most amount of joy. But follow our Instagram, Brett Mega Show, if you want to start your day off with joy. And I hope everyone just wants to start their day off with joy. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
A leaked PR document shows trouble between Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. I'll share all the details about it in 3 minutes.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.